Afilu ha martifim vaha liyos vaha chonios uvesa etzim. Any of your storage rooms and your attics, any place you might have brought, any place that there's a chashash. Shema ichnisu sham chametz, tshichem livdek, v'chein tshichem livdek, koa kelim shemachazikim v'hem chametz. All your vessels, your storage bins, anything that might have had chametz in it, you never know. You might find some Cheerios in there. The koidim avadika, it's the biggest simcha, by the way. When you're doing this checking and you're like so annoyed at like having to clean the whole house and you're like, there's no way there's chametz here. And then you finally like find a little Cheerio. It's like, okay, fine. It was worth it. But the koidim avadika, yichavdu heitiv koam mekoymais. You're supposed to clean up, make everything neat. In order that it should be easy for you to do the checking. So some briskers, they spend like an entire like 6 hours doing bedika over there. That's not the point. The point is to make sure that there's no chametz there, but you should have had already cleaned the house. You're not supposed to, like, it makes sense what our mothers are doing a little bit. Not all the time, but, you know, a little bit. And the point is that when you do the bedika, I think I heard this from Michaelis, it's basically a checklist that you're going through. Okay, was here checked? Was here checked? Was other place checked? You take a quick look around. But if you really haven't cleaned up the place, so then you really do have to do a brisker checkout. So chaperein, you know, help around the house a little bit. And Rabbi Wiener, I saw in his notes, he put it, I think I asked him to do this a couple of years ago. He's like, wives should tell their husbands that we're doing spring cleaning. We're not doing chametz cleaning. Because if you say chametz cleaning, we know all the kulas. We know what's the real halacha, how much chametz you really have to have in your house to be over. And, you know, then it becomes a whole shalom bayis issue of whether we really need to clean or not. If she's straight about it and she says, you know, I just want the house clean for spring cleaning once a year. So then, okay, fine. You know, I like my wife. I want to help her. So I'm happy to do what she wants. But just make clear, this is nothing to do with Pesach. Anyway, so if you're not married, the Mitzvah Shem, everyone should be married in the right time.
You have to specify that, Rabbi?
What?
You have to specify you're doing for spring cleaning?
You should specify, yeah. Because then, you know, you're not going to make up halachas of what's not and what is. But Lamaisa, it's Kibbut Aveim Moso, when you help out your mom. So just have in mind, there's nothing to do with Pesach. This is just spring cleaning, but it does help the bedika if everything's clean before. Okay, that'll be the halacha for the day. We move on to some Pesach. If we have time, I wanted to maybe talk a drop about the parsha, but let's do. We were in Avadim Hayinu. Everyone has the pens and pencils out, I'm sure they're writing. I encourage that. I used to write, and it helped me a lot. But even if you don't write, you should remember something here and there. Okay, so we started Avadim Hayinu L'Parvei Mitzrayim. We said if you didn't get out, if Hashem didn't take us out, so then we would still be there, us and our children and our children's children. And we explained the Medrash based on the Sifsei Kohen that there were locks all over Mitzrayim. It was pretty much impossible to get out, and Hashem destroyed the biggest world power, which would still be around today. Okay, so that was one pshat. The other pshat, again, we said, is that they would still have been part of that Egyptian mentality. And therefore, by Hashem taking us out at the right time, before we hit the 50th level, so we were able to get out of that. And now we were totally able to break away from Egyptian society and become the Am HaNivchar, Am Yisrael. Okay, so the next part of that statement is, Vafilu kulanu chachamim. Kulanu nevoinim, kulanu zekenim, kulanu yoidim es haTorah. Even if all of us would be great chachamim and understanders and elders, and we know the whole Torah, mitzvah aleinu l'saf b'yitzias Mitzrayim. V'cha'amar b'lasaf b'yitzias Mitzrayim, reza meshubach. And anyone who increases their expounding on the Yitzias Mitzrayim, so that is praiseworthy. So a pashat akash over here, which is afilu kulanecha, even if we would be wise and smart, we still have a mitzvah. What does that mean? Do you ever find a heter for someone who's a big tzaddik that he doesn't have to do a mitzvah? If there's a mitzvah, sipa yitzias Mitzrayim, I'm just trying to keep it straight. If there's a mitzvah, sipa yitzias Mitzrayim, it doesn't matter who you are. Why are we saying, and even if you were a big tzaddik and you were a big chacham and you knew everything, so you would still have a mitzvah? So I saw a beautiful pshat. One second. I saw a beautiful pshat, which is that if the Olam looks at the Parshis, where Yosef in Mitzrayim, so it says that he gave a special, he put a special bracket for the priests. The priests were the people, you know, of the cloth, the people who were in charge of religion. And they, when Paro took over the whole country, when no one had any food, so Paro basically, everyone became a slave to Paro. That was all Yosef. Yosef made Mitzrayim a very, very rich place. He basically took over the entire country and everything that belonged in it, and it all became Paro's. There were one people that didn't. Anyone who was a priest, who was a Kaimer, the Torah says, so they always got parsonage. They got a separate cut from the king, so they didn't have to sell themselves. So the priests were in a separate bracket. Why did Yosef do that? So the Mefarshim say that Yosef understood that one day Klal Yisrael are also going to be in a Shibud. And he wanted that there should always be people that are separate. Who was that? That was Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi sat and learnt, and they were able to get supported from the king because they were, today we also have such a thing. It's interesting. Yosef seems to have set this up. But many, many countries have a special tax bracket or whatever for people of people sitting and learning, people who are involved in religion. So Mamela Yosef made it that Levi would not be included by setting up that the priests wouldn't be included. So now when Paro sent everyone to work, so Levi didn't show up, right? So anyone who was really sitting and learning, some of them first say that people from Yisachar, who Yisachar are also known to have Talmidei Chachamim, anyone from those Shvatim who was sitting and learning did not participate in the Shibud. So we're saying, Afilu Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Nevanim, even if we would be Chachamim, and we would be from the people that were not involved in the Shibud, there's still a mitzvah to say over the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the answer, Lachar, is that we're saying that it's not only the people that were part of the Shibud, but it's even the people that were not part of the Shibud, and that would have been the Havmin over here. And a very nice raya to this point is that the next Mamish, the next point is Maisib, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon. They were all Mesubin in Bnei Brak, and they were saying over the Yisipa Yisiyat Tzitzrayim the entire night. So,
what's the tzad that there are Banim weren't involved in leaving with Tzitzrayim?
We're saying that really it was Shevet Levi, but it was technically anyone who was sitting and learning. Were not chayiv to come to the work. They didn't have to show up to work. And so Mamela, this you might
the
have thought
wasn't them.
Of coming out of Mitzrayim doesn't apply to them the same way because they weren't in the Shibud.
So when we say that Afilu Chacham Afilu Zakein, we're technically saying like the Levim, maybe the Levim are Pater?
Exactly. We're zoning in to even the Levim, even those who were like Shevet Levi sitting and learning, which the Rambam says, if anyone wants to, they could become like Shevet Levi, so they are also Chayev. What's the Raya? The Raya is from these five Chachamim. These Chachamim were sitting in Bnei Brak, so the Haggadah Chachmei Yisrael says like this. He has Rayas for each one. There's a Taisus in Saita. Basically, it goes like this. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was a Kayin. Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Tarfon were Kayanim. There's Rayas from Gemaras to each one of these points. And Rabbi Kiva, we know, is a ger. So every single one of these Chachamim were not part of the Shibud. Either Rabbi Kiva, who was a ger, so his grandparents weren't in Mitzrayim, or they came from Levi, or they came from Kayanim, but Mela, they were not part of the Shibud. And we see from them that they stayed up the whole night talking about Yisias Mitzrayim, that it's a chiyav even on the people that weren't part of that Shibud.
What's that, Mayor Malcolm?
Beautiful, nice, cute point.
What's that Mayor Malcolm that Rabbi just mentioned, that Haggadah?
It's called Haggadah's Chachmei Yisrael. Okay, he said, it's a Taisus in Saitan, Daf Chaf Aleph, that says Rabbi Yeshua was a Kayin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kayin, and I'm sorry, that's above Metziah, and there's Psachim, everything, he has a Raya for each one. If you want, we could talk afterwards about each Raya, if you want to look it up. Okay, so and that goes back to the other point, which is that had Klal Yisrael been in Mitzrayim, even if we were sitting and learning, we were affected. And therefore, we all needed to get out. Even Shevet Levi, maybe they were in better shape, but Lamaiso, we needed to really get out of there. And had we stayed in there, we wouldn't have got to the level of getting the Torah. Okay, so that I think connects nicely to the Maisa of Rabbi Eliezer. Just one other point, which is a lot of them Mefarshim ask, well, Shahayu Mesubim Bebnei Brak. Who cares where they were having their party that year, right? So the Kehilas Yaakov says, I think it's classic. I think Daniel's heard it before. But there's if Daniel's learning Daf Yomi, so you know that Rebbe Eliezer was actually the shita that holds that you only chayv until Chatzais. After Chatzais, it's all over. So what's he doing sitting there the whole night, sitting and being B'Sipur Yisiyas Yisrayim? Some of us want to say it's the Sipur, it's not the eating. But Lamaisa, the Kehilas Yaakov says, Pshat is, they went B'nai Brak. And B'nai Brak, Rabbi Kiva was the Rav of B'nai Brak. And therefore, when you're in B'nai Brak, you have to keep the halacha according to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, they stayed in and joined the party till Chatzais, which is the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, that it goes the whole night. Just one last point, which is the next. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said, "Harei ani kaven shivim shana v'lo zechishi shetayim yitzias v'tzrayim b'leilais." He says that I always held that you have to even say yitzias v'tzrayim at night, which we say v'yomer, right? But he argued with the chachamim for many, many years. So first of all, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, harei ani kaven shivim shana. Everyone knows. He said, "I am like 70 years," but he was really 18 years. And he became the Nasi, and his wife told him, you know, you're a kid, and they're not going to accept you. They're not going to respect you. And that night, he grew 18 strands of white hair. So, number one, the I forgot where this is mentioned, but it's based on the Mefarshim, the Midrashim, that he was a Gilgal of Shmua Navi. Shmua Navi died at 52. And Memela, he was saying, I am like 70, the 18 plus the 52, Memela, he's like 70. On top of that, the Rambam says that the reason why he got 18 strands of white hair, the Pirush HaRambam says in Brachis, that from steiging in Torah, he became so weak that he started looking like an old man. So the Chassam Sofer explains, he says it's an apparent stira, because the Gemara says that it was a nes that it happened. It wasn't from his steiging. So the Chassam Sofer says that really, when a person learns Torah, it's metashash kaychay shel adam, it really weakens a person. So really, every single guy in Koilel who's steiging should have long white hairs already. Because Torah weakens a person if you're really steiging. If he's not steiging, so that's why he's got his black hairs. But what happens is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives kayach to those that are learning, and v'kayv Hashem yachalifu kayach, then memela we don't become weak. So what Hashem did over here is he didn't give them that special kayach, and memela he looked as old as he was steiging, not as old as he was. He was 18, but as much as he was steiging, so Mamela, he looked like he was 70, because really every 18-year-old steiger should look like he's 70. Okay, so that that was the Haggadah for today. I just wanted to share with the Oilam maybe a small tidbit on the Parsha. It's Hashem, Parshas Vayikra. So everyone knows the Parshas Vayikra starts off with the little Aleph, Vayikra, and Rashi says that Moshe wanted it that it should say Vayikar, a lashon of Mikre, which is that, you know, Moshe didn't really deserve HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to him. And it's a lashon of, it just happened that way, that he wasn't really royal. He wasn't holding that high level. And Hashem wanted to write the Vayikra with an Aleph, that Hashem was actually calling to him, that he did deserve it. So what did they do? In the end, they wrote a little Aleph. So there's a fascinating Medrash, which I think the Ar Sameach brings down. He says that the little Aleph, so there was extra ink because it should have been a big Aleph. And Hashem took the extra ink and wiped it on Moshe's forehead. And that's why Moshe had these Karens coming out of him. These Karen, which was a light coming out of Moshe, emanating from Moshe's face. Michelangelo thought that Karen means a crown. And that's why he depicted him with two horns coming out, and when you meet people from foreign places, they want to look under our yarmulke to see if we have horns. He had a keren of light coming out because he wanted to write that Aleph small. So Memela, we see from here that if a person, we know this, you saw it from Chazal, that if a person runs away from Kavod, so Hashem makes the Kavod run after him. That he felt that I don't deserve to be called Vayikra, I should be a Vayikar, and Hashem took that ink and made it that he shined, that no one could even look at him at this point. I think it's a tremendous yisoid that anytime that we give in to other people and we make ourselves lower and we let everyone go before us, there's no question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us on a higher place. And at the end of the day, you see the way society also looks at people is the more that we respect others, the more people respect you. When a person makes a big deal about himself, at the end of the day, no one really respects him. People think, he's running after COVID and, we feel bad for him more than anything else. So I wish to Olam we should steig in this Nisayan that we're all in together, and we should be able to help our families get ready for Pesach, and we should be able to be Mavar al Midosav. Don't forget 100 brachas, and have a great Shabbos, everyone, and we should be together for Simchas. Shkoyach for joining.